Hey, Will.
Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
Good. Neither wife, my wife or me got any information from you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I should have sent it over to you.
I sent the I sent both of our email addresses to your number again. Just
Actually,
so you can confirm our emails.
your name, it's your full name at gmail.com. Then I got your
Right.
wife as GL, your last name, 3@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Yeah, I wonder why it didn't go through. Let me
I don't
resend.
know, but neither one of us got it. Well, so I don't know. I guess try it again.
Yeah, I tried resending it just now. Better yet, I think I'm gonna avoid this and I'll just send a fresh one over with the correct information.
Okay. Well, who knows what's going on with the internet right now? They did say
Exactly.
it was going to get interrupted, so I don't
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna
know.
do my part to do what I said I was gonna do and get this thing over to you guys. I'm gonna tell you, man, I really enjoyed talking to you yesterday. I really felt like I met someone who understood me for a minute. I definitely appreciate
Yeah. Well, it's rare to meet an individual that understands what's happening
Yeah.
and the importance of what's happening,
Absolutely.
But you got some good information there, and I don't know, like I say, do what you want with it, but these are some crazy times.
Yes, it definitely is.
And
Definitely is.
I have lived a lot of it, so that's all I can tell you. But it's a funny world, man, I'll tell you. And you just never know who you're going to meet in life.
Yeah, you're right. You're
And I'll tell
absolutely
you another thing I tell my friends. I always tell them, make sure you never miss an opportunity to help somebody. And I can tell you so many times I've done that. It's just amazing how it makes you feel, number one.
Yeah.
And then I mean, it's a simple thing to do usually. I mean, I changed a lady's tire on the side of the road, and she called her dad while I was doing it, and he was talking to me about it. He says, "There ain't too many people who would do that." And I said, "No, I don't mind. Hell, I don't care."
Yeah, right. There's got to
But
be done, so.
well, yeah, I mean, and she couldn't do it. I mean, it was kind of complicated because it was one of those tires you had to crank down from underneath it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And fortunately, she had the special tool for it. So anyway, that was kind of a better way to do it, but it was pretty wild,
Yeah.
I've never done one like that, but it was actually kind of fun.
And it definitely lets you know, in case you ever run into it again, it's like, hey, I know how to do this now.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, yeah, I mean, we had some good conversation.
Yeah. And like I said, like I said, definitely appreciate it. I mean, I really felt that, talking to a real person, really means a lot to me because there's just so much nonsense, people say
Well,
one thing and do something else, and you can never hold anybody's feet to the fire because everything's offensive to everybody, and can't say this, can't say that, can't do this, do that, and it's like, what are we doing, people?
oh, I know, I know. It's insane, Everybody's walking on eggshells around everybody. I don't like that. Well, you can tell. I'm going to talk however I want to talk. I don't care, And then I know, and I'll tell you something. Personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with swearing, so I don't get offended when people swear around me. But and I can talk about the Bible, and I'll tell you, there's some fascinating things in the Bible. And I'll tell you, in the first three chapters of the Bible, it explains a lot. But nobody wants to read it. And then you get to Revelation and look what Jesus said. He said, I only approve of Smyrna and Philadelphia churches. He didn't approve of any of the other ones, but then he further says, because they taught who the sons of Satan are. Now think about that. And how many times did he tell those rabbis, you're of your father, the devil?
Mm.
Yeah, think about that. You know, he wasn't bullshitting. He was telling them the truth.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate that, but I think even Kenites, personally, I believe Kenites can reform themselves and repent. So personally, I don't mind telling them, you know, it may be hard for them to take it, but I don't care. I mean, think about when Jesus told them. Yeah, it wasn't easy.
I'm sure it wasn't.
I mean, they were always trying to murder him because of it.
It's very true.
So, you know, I don't, like I say, I don't worry about it. I just tell them what I think, you know, and if you don't like it, that's fine. You know, it's just my opinion. I'm just one person. So, you know, anyway, that's, I tell you, there's a lot of really interesting things in the Bible. And I'll tell you, I think I told you when the Kenites took over the rabbinical priesthood, it was during King David's time.
Mm.
When Saul was after David, and he went to the temple and he said, look, I'm, you know, my 300-man army is starving. Can we have the bread that was offered to the Creator? And the rabbi says, sure, you're the king, you know. And then Saul comes in the next day and says, who gave him the bread? And nobody would say anything, except a certain man stepped up and said, if you put me in charge of the synagogue, I will tell you. You look his name up in the Strong's Concordance, and you'll find out he was a Kenite.
Wow.
It's crazy, man, and it's all right there.
Right in your face.
Yeah, it's right there in front of your face. And you know what? How many people ever take the time to find it?
That's true.
But the Creator says, you seek him with all your heart, you're going to find him. And he further says he hid his face on purpose from a lot of people because he doesn't want the bad people to know and to use it against the good people. So anyway, it's just there's so many aspects of the Bible that nobody reads. I did a Bible study one time on lying, and there are so many examples of people lying for the right reason. I'll give you an example. Rahab, she said, look, if you hurry up, you can go catch him. And they were underneath the bolts of cloth that she had. And believe me, she wasn't poor. If she owned that entire side of Jericho, she owned the entire side of it because she wasn't worried that when she lowered them down, you know, on a rope, that they would get caught. So she had to have owned the entire block. I mean, she was not poor.
Yeah.
You know, and she certainly wasn't a whore. She wasn't poor or a whore. Isn't that funny? Anyway, that's my last thing I want to say.
Yeah, but thank you. I definitely appreciate you sharing. I was telling my wife, I was like, you ever run into somebody random that you never thought you'd run into? And then you have like the best conversation in the world with that person. And you're just like, there's somebody else that thinks similar to me, but probably from a different walk of life, different time period, but somehow you come across each other and all of a sudden it's like the connection is there. Like even when I first met you, I was just like, I really feel like I can talk to this guy like openly. And it's like the more we kind of shared with each other, the more we were like, okay, you get it. You get it. All right.
Well, so anytime
you kind of open the door to be able to conversate a little further, you know?
Anytime you want to talk about the Bible, you're welcome to call me. Because I believe you're in church when there's two people talking about the word of the Creator. And I don't, that's to me more important than listening to somebody talk about sports or some bullshit on, you know, which is what a lot of preachers do, man. I mean, no offense if you do that, but
no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But I've heard it. I've seen it. I got to tell you this real quick story. So I was going to this church down at Myrtle Beach. And the only reason I was going is just to see if I could help somebody, you know. And this old man walked up to me after the church, and he said, you know, he says, I wanted to talk to the preacher. I said, oh, he had to go to a wedding or whatever it was. And he says, well, he says, I'm just not sure I'll ever be able to forgive my brother for murdering my mother. And I said to him, I said, well, let me ask you a question. What was your brother's favorite food? And oddly enough, he said, duck. And I told him, I said, you know, duck is an unclean food written in the Bible that you're not supposed to eat, and it affects your mind.
Wow.
And you know what? He walked away. He says, thank you. I think I can. I get choked up talking about it.
Mm.
But he said, he said, thank you. I think I can forgive him now.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, you know, you're going to always be in the right place at the right time. And you have to have faith in that.
Absolutely.
So I'm just telling you, that was one example of some of the stuff that I've seen, and it makes a difference in somebody's life. And this guy was old. You could tell he was about ready to die, you know. Mm. Anyway, he needed to hear it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just never know. You really don't know. But I've told many people about that. The test of a true church is if they teach who the sons of Satan are. How many churches do you know will do that?
You know, very few. And I've actually been in, set in congregations where I could tell that the people had motives. They weren't truly teaching the Word of God.
Exactly. It's a money game to them. It's just all about money and prestige, or, you know, who knows why they go to church. It's more of a club to them, I guess. I don't know what the hell it is. But I have my own thought on religion is a lot different than a lot of other people.
Yeah.
You know,
but I tell people, I'm like, you know, I told my kids and even the kids that I teach, I say, look, you gotta remember we watched the series, The Chosen. And I said, look at what Jesus was doing. The rabbis were looking at him like a martyr, like he was a scum of the earth. He was helping people, the blind, right in front of their face, and they were chasing him away. They wanted to kill him. I said, but do you see what he was doing? He was amongst those who were lost. He didn't have them, hey, come to this place where I'm at. No, he went to seek after those who sought after his Father, and he did his Father's work. I said, so there's a difference between those who stand and, you know, they're so prestige and they have their, you know, their titles and they think they're this and that, and that makes me sick all in itself when, you know, people just, they believe they're better than other people because, you know, they're a bishop or a pastor or whatever. And I'm like, you've fallen short in so many different ways and you're no different than the next person.
Yeah.
Remember that. We're all in the same thing trying to help the next person. So don't act like you're so much better than, or so high and mighty than somebody else.
And let me just say one other thing about what Jesus said. And in fact, the Creator said when Cain murdered his brother, he said, well, look, everybody's going to seek murder me because I murdered my brother. He said, don't worry. He says, I've got a plan. He says, I'm going to mark you in the forehead. Mm. Now stop and think about that. Indian people mark themselves in the forehead. Catholics, they put ashes on their forehead. It's a strange custom. I don't, you know, you can say what you want, but that's a weird custom, in my opinion. But my point is, they identify themselves. If you know what to look for, there's so many examples in the Bible who tell you exactly how to determine who the good people are and who the bad people are.
Yeah.
Now, the bad people, that doesn't mean you should ostracize them. You should still try to help them as best you can.
Exactly.
But you have to be real careful. You have to be cognizant of the fact that these fuckers want to get you.
You're right.
So I'm just saying, man, it's crazy, but it's that stuff will help you out. It'll help you out in the long run if you stop and think about it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, and you've read a lot of people read right over the scriptures and don't even think about it. But that's an important thing to think about. You know, I mean, look at Charles Manson. What's a fucking Nazi thing in his forehead? Mm. What the hell is that? I mean, what would possess somebody to do something like that?
Some wild stuff.
That's what I'm trying to say. So the Creator does possess people to do that. He causes them to do that because that's what they wanted. They want to save their life.
And I still believe that things happen for a reason. Nothing is ever an accident. Nothing's ever a coincidence. It's always by design, some way, somehow.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, like I say, and I always caution people, it's not that you should ostracize those people. You should still try to help them. And it's not going to be easy, but beware that they're after you in one form or another. So I'm just trying to say, you know, that's just an example of how people overlook the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they don't even want to admit that that Satan was the son of Cain, you know, or Satan was the father of Cain. And, you know, it's kind of bizarre. And
yeah.
It says it right in the Bible, you know. Anyway, I won't bore you with that. But, yeah, if you want to send that again, maybe we'll get it figured out.
Yeah,
I think we will. I don't know what happened.
I just sent it over to you again, so it should be corrected this time.
All right. Well, I think we'll get it this time, and I'll sign mine first, and then my wife will do it.
Okay. Yeah, just let her know that it's been sent. They actually should have been sent at the same time, so if you want, you guys can walk through it together and sign it together. And once we get it, Alex will be in contact with you very shortly. And if for any reason she's trying to contact you, I'll let you know what's going on, and you'll know that it's her trying to talk to you. So we should be good to go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it. And again, if you have any questions along the way, please feel free to give me a call, okay?
Sure. And anytime you want to talk about the Bible, feel free to call me.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Will.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.